podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Oh, so I'm doing a new intro this week, so I have to say the part about when you hear the sound, there'll be a link in the show notes. So I have to say that part. From now on, I'm going to say that part during the show as opposed to part of the intro.
Okay, so yell and scream when you do it. That's your tell me.
Yes. I'm telling you to eat a bag of pieces.
Make as much noise as I can. Got it. Check and check.
Oh, dear. This is going to be a great episode.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
I have a podcast that I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we call it Dankcast because we're not creative. And we like to talk about TV, movies, and then like nerdy stuff like video games and tech and comic books. And basically, it's just a team to make fun of each other and others for about an hour every week. But we use horribly offensive language and horribly inappropriate topics. And our most popular bit was a debate we did for about 20 minutes about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if you wanted to. Spoiler alert, no. But people ask me, like, wait, okay, if you're clean on stage, then why do you have a smutty, offensive podcast? And the reason is, I find some of the best laughs you get in this life. The laughs you get, you're not supposed to be laughing.
Tancast. Welcome to Tancast.
Oh,
what the hell?
I don't know.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast. We killed Andy. Fuck him and his Crocs.
No, his wife is sick, and so he's taking care of the kid. So we get to mock him without any of his long-winded comebacks this
week.
That's
what we're telling people, that his wife is sick, but he won't be on next week either, because we fucking killed him. You know, the other day, I saw a guy with, like, a hipster, I guess, with a, it was a hideous haircut, a little thin mustache, and that was the first time I really wanted to punch someone in the face.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, he just looks like such a douche. I just wanted to, like, just punch him in the face.
Oh, by the way, when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what we're talking about in the show notes of this episode.
And the sound is...
All right.
No, it's not really that. I have no idea what sound is.
Me neither. That's why I just paused.
You'll find out. It's a mystery to all of us.
You'll find out in the future.
The future.
Shall we do some tan laughs? The daily grind can take its toll. It saps your strength and sucks your soul. Before you fall in that black hole, let's make some jokes about smoking. Oh, Ten Laughs is here to save us with jokes about your anus. And you can send your own joke if you please.
Why not, baby? Yeah. Let's laugh it up. You hear that, ladies? You ready to laugh? Take your panties off.
Whoa. I think you completely misread the concept of the Tan Laugh segment.
Oh, people don't take their panties off?
No one's taking their panties off for this.
Are you sure?
Well, maybe a couple guys, but most people are not taking their panties off for this. So this one is from Logan. Who he sent me one and he goes, I'm not sure if this is the right wording, but I'm sure you can look it up and find it. So I did. Donald Duck and Daisy Duck were spending the night together in a hotel room, and Donald wanted to have sex with Daisy. I don't know if this version is any better. Just, and Donald wanted to have sex with Daisy. Not like Donald wanted to fuck.
He likes to fuck. He's like, hey Daisy, you like to fuck?
The first thing Daisy asked was, do you have a condom? Donald said, no. Daisy told Donald that if he didn't have a condom, they could not have sex. Maybe they sell them at the front desk, she suggested. So Donald went down to the lobby, asked the hotel clerk if they had condoms. Yes, we do, the clerk said, and pulled out a box from under the counter and gave it to Donald. The clerk asked, would you like me to put them on your bill? Shit, no, Donald quacked. I'll suffocate. Now... Okay, haha, that's funny.
I got you want to jump straight to your point. Yeah, funny. Now, I got something to say.
Well, see, the version I wrote, the version I found says, Fit no, Donald quacked, I'll suffocate, which is Daffy Duck.
Oh, and I hear your wife laughing.
So, you know what, Logan? You sold yourself short. At least you didn't add some stupid affectation from the wrong damn duck. That's the end of that tune. Hello?
I'm looking up a joke.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't think we ever said this on the show, but that time when I wasn't here and you and Andy did the show together, it's very obvious that Noah stops paying attention, and it becomes more obvious when there's only one person on the call. Because if it's me and Andy, we vamp and talk to each other while Noah's, you know, I don't know what he's doing, fingering his bung over there. But when there's only one other person, it's just like, hello, hello. Anybody on this call with me?
You can't do funny voices?
Hey, hello. Mr. Wiggles?
Hello, I'm Mr. Wiggles.
Wait. Who just came in the room? Okay. See? No one would even be the wiser.
Hey guys, it's Andy. I made it after all.
Why do you sound like you're yawning at me?
Because I'm always tired for carrying around my facts and my Crocs.
Oh, man. Ooh, Andy, you
are
going to
be so happy when he hears the show. He's not.
A midget woman goes into the doctor and says, "Doctor, I've got an itchy fanny." The doctor lifts up her skirt, gets some scissors, and goes snip, snip, then says, "Is that better?" And the midget says, "A bit better, but still itchy, doc." So the doctor lifts up her skirt again, snip, snip. "Is that better?" The midget replies, "That's fantastic. What did you do? What did you do, doctor?" The doctor replies, "I cut the fur off the top of your Ugg boots."
A, I've heard this one before. B, who sent it?
Thomas.
Thomas.
I think I did the first one. Maybe not. Sounds familiar. You know, I'm going to try it. You'll let me know.
All right.
Last night, I was watching TV on the sofa. Well, not me. Last night, this guy, well, I don't know, was watching TV on the sofa. We heard his wife say from the kitchen, "What would you like for dinner, my love? Chicken, beef, or lamb?" He said, "Why, thank you, darling. I would like the lamb." She replied, "You're having soup, fuckhole. I was talking to the cat."
Yep, I've heard that one too.
Okay. We may have done all these then.
Oh, winning.
Winning. Well, you know, I'll stick with him. Wait. Okay, I got one. A priest is in the confessional booth awaiting the next confession. He's suddenly struck with urge to use the bathroom. He peers out the curtain and sees the janitor. He motions to the janitor to come over. "I need to go to the bathroom. Can you watch the booth for a few minutes? I know nothing about this, Father. It's easy. Above the window is a list of all the sins and appropriate Hail Marys. Okay, but please hurry up." A few minutes go by, and a woman enters the booth. "Bless me, Father. I have sinned, for I have committed oral sex." The janitor looks at the chart and says nothing of oral sex. Looks up the curtain, sees an altar boy, and motions the altar boy to come over. "What does the priest give for oral sex?" The altar boy responds, "Milk and cookies. Why do you ask?"
Oh, dear. Oh, the Catholic League is going to write us letters.
They are. They're listening.
Constantly.
They're like, let's tune into Dancast this week.
Who is that one by?
That one is by Mike.
All right. Probably won't use his last name.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to say last name. Mike. It's by Mike. So you can cut the last name out and just snipping. Mike. Like Mike. All right. Probably stop talking about it. Anyways.
It's making more for me to snip, dude.
Snip, snip. Get out your scissors.
Get out your mama's scissors. So how was your week, sir?
Not bad. So I was going to say, I don't know why I never thought to ask this before, but I was hanging out with a lesbian girl. And I was like, something I always want to know. Do lesbians really scissor? And she said no.
Well, she's not all lesbian.
Yeah, it's not scientific research.
Yeah, you need to do... I mean, you're in San Francisco. Just go outside and do a poll.
Hey, you. You look kind of dykish. Oh, no. That's just... All right, never mind. Sorry. Move along. Oh, you're just a dude. All right.
Just go to the Castro. That way you increase your odds. Make sure you have a clipboard, because people will answer questions if you have a clipboard.
Oh, is that how it goes?
Yeah, throw in a couple softball questions before that, like, what's your favorite brand of soap? What time of day do you go to bed? And do lesbians really scissor? What? I said, Do you have a pair of scissors? No? All right. Took a shot. Wow, who knew Andy was the glue that held this shit together?
Yeah, so there you go. Scientific research by Noah. We should have a little segment. Noah's Science Corner.
Yeah, no.
No?
We should not have such a segment.
I did my research.
No, you did not.
I checked my facts.
You did not at all.
I so did.
You are a liar face.
Nope. I was just like, yep, facts checked. I did got a good cross section of the lesbian community.
Croc section? That's Andy's favorite part of the store, the croc section.
Wait, Andy wears crocs? He's a lesbian. We should ask him if he scissors. But I don't think even lesbians wear crocs.
Lesbians, right in. Are you wearing crocs? And do you scissor? Answer the second question first. Especially if you have pictures.
Really, just answer the second question. We don't really care about your crocs.
You wear what you want.
You're free to do what you want. Live life.
Did you have any awesome experiences this week?
I don't know, Tim. What could you be talking about?
Oh, that was intentionally an open-ended question in case you like saw a movie or did something fun. I don't know. Is there something that I should know about that you did that was awesome?
Well, I mentioned on Twitter. I don't know if
I did that was awesome. And Jeff and I would be remiss if you didn't mention what this story was about. So hey, what are you waiting for?
I'm getting to it.
You weren't going to do anything. You're just sitting there.
I'm getting to it, baby. So, went out for, it was one of our friend Stephanie's, her friend and former roommate's birthday party. So I went out for the tail end of it. Apparently they had like a big scavenger hunt before I got there. That was like most of the day. And I knew, for some reason I thought the scavenger hunt was going to be like a little part of the day. It was like going on since 11:30 in the morning. And I don't think they even got back together to, Stephanie's mom's deli till like probably like 6 or 7. So they were.
Jesus.
It was a full day of scavenger hunting. Yeah, and they went to a bunch of locations, and Stephanie did like a bunch of stuff. It sounded impressive. So, anyways, after all that, we went to a bar called The Gate. And when we first got there was like kind of this older lady kind of sitting near us that one of the people that was part of our group was talking to. And I was like, all right, I'm like, who's that random old lady? And someone's just like, oh, she's a patron that was here already. I was like, okay. So later on at the end of the night, I was settling my bill, and she comes up to me and this other guy, and she's like, I got a messed up foot and I pulled something in my side. And there was one time I was here and I wanted to have sex. And that's never really a story you want to hear. Like,
what?
At least not from her. She was, if I had to guess, I would say she's probably at least upper 60s, maybe?
Yeah.
Forget
Cougar. She's a snow leopard. That's not my joke, but it's funny.
She's a mummified cat from Egypt.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, so she starts off with that. And then in the meantime, she's kind of putting her arm like around my back, like almost like she wants to wrap it around me. But I was just kind of like, I was kind of had my body turned towards her, not giving her a good angle. So I'm like, this is already awkward. And then I was selling my bills. So she asked the other guy to buy like a beer for her. She's like, oh, you want to get me a Miller? And he's like, oh, all right, whatever. And she's like, I can get my own drink if you want. And so he ordered a drink, not getting one for her. And then I'm talking to the bartender, and then she goes and starts talking to this other guy, and then she looks over at me. She's like, hey, come here. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, I have to stay here to settle my bar tab. So she comes over to me, and I know you've been to a bar before where they have that little section that's usually for servers where it has, like, these two metal bars on each side kind of separating it from the rest of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of standing in between those, and she comes up behind me almost, like, trapping me. Next to the bar. So she's talking to me. She's like, oh, I would like to get to know you better. And I'm signing my thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm filling my tab so I can get out of here. And she's putting her arm around me again. And then she kisses, like, my shoulder because she's kind of short.
Oh, shit. Noah got his kiss on.
So then.
Some creepy old woman.
I had to squeeze between her and, like, the middle bar because, like, she didn't leave much room. So I'm like, all right, I'm going now. I gotta go back outside. And she's like, okay. And she shook my head. And I was like, this is creepy. And I was, like, so trying to get out there. I took the bartender's pin. I was like, oh, crap. I had the pin. Well, I'm going to hold on to it for a while because I do not want to go back to over there. And eventually I saw she'd
come back. She'd be like, oh, you forgot the pen, did you? That's an old trick. My wife is trying to ruin my enjoyment of the story, acting like I'm 15, but not like she didn't enjoy when I got kissed by a guy at a gay bar.
That's not the same.
It's exactly the same. I'm sure Noah has every bit as a desire to have sex with a creepy old woman as I do with that gay guy.
Was he at least a handsome-looking gay guy?
I mean, he's all right. He's no Ryan Reynolds.
Was he fit or was he a bear?
Somewhere in between. I mean, he was just, you know, he wasn't one of those gay guys who's obviously, like, you are in this bar and then you go to the gym and then you're back at this bar. Like, those are the only two places you go.
I but saw a guy roller skating and it looked like he had oiled up beforehand. Like,
well,
he was,
you know,
just, or he was just sweaty. Here in the city, like, I was going to pick up Roberto, and he was, like, sitting on something. I'm like, that guy is fucking awfully shiny. And then he had little tiny shorts on, and they went roller skating away. And he was very fit, very muscular.
And you tried to grab him, he slipped.
I was in a car. He was on the thing, on the sidewalk. I was thinking of another story. I took, there's a dog here, so I took the dog to a dog park. And the dog was smelling something on the grass and started rolling in it. And this other dog saw Paige doing that. Paige's name of the dog. Ran up like, holy shit, is this something good? I know you're rolling something good. And started to smell the same spot and started rolling it too. I'm like, do dogs really like see like, wait, that dog's rolling something. I bet it's something good.
Yeah, they're like, what am I missing out? What am I missing out?
And just ran up and was like, oh yeah, there we go.
That's the stuff. Hey, everybody, Fido found the good shit.
Come on. He's got the good smell. So, those are my stories for the week.
Excellent. Well, yeah. I was at a comedy show the last two nights in Dublin where I had some hecklers, and I offended them.
How bad?
Yay, me!
Were they niggers? You're like, niggers!
No, fortunately, I did not do that. They were white. Like, it was kind of a light crowd to begin, you know, as the show was starting. I was a headliner. And then midway through, I see out the window that a cab pulls up. It's like, one of those van cabs. And, like, two couples get out of the cab. And I was like, oh, I hope they're coming in. That'll be good because there'll be more audience members. Never have I been more wrong in my assessment about how good or bad it would be to get more audience members. They come in. Clearly, they've taken a cab because they want to get fucked up. And they've already started. They come in and sit down while someone's in the middle of their set. I don't think they heard a single word of it because they're talking the whole time. And so they sit as far as they can in the back. I'm like, why not just go to a bar? Why are you at a comedy show? You clearly want to talk to each other and drink. Why did you pay the money for each of you to come into a comedy show? Anyway, so they're talking, and then the comic that was on stage pretty much ignores them and blasts through it. Same with the next comic after that. And they're not really yelling back at the stage at this point yet. Then the comic before me gets on, and they keep saying things. Like, he keeps going back and forth with them. Like, not full-on, like, angry, but just, like, they'll be saying something to derail him, and then he'll try and say something to acknowledge it and then try and move on. But, you know, it never really goes too heated either way. Like, the comic never seems to be too irritated by it, and they don't seem to be too, like, intent on just fucking up the show. But then it's my turn. I'm doing all right, and they're talking a little bit. Well, for the first couple minutes of my act, they actually stop and listen. So I was like, all right, well, maybe I won't have to deal with them. And then I do this one joke where I start off by saying, who here likes to, does anybody else here like to waste time on the internet? And literally one of them yells out, no. I'm like, really? Really, sir? No? You're sure about that? And then...
That's foolish, sir. Why would you do that?
We said something. I can't remember what the back and forth was, but then he said, well, I'm Polish. So I thought he was making a joke, like, I'm stupid. I don't understand the internet. Like, I thought he was making a joke. And so I said, oh, okay, I'll explain it. Do you like to waste time on the internet? Apparently he was not making a joke, and that just offended him. Then he started yelling thing, like they started yelling and every so, and like I pretty much had plowed on with the joke, and like once they realized I wasn't responding, they didn't keep talking to me until they said something. Or they yelled something right over the punchline of one of my jokes. I'm like, I'm really glad you came out to a comedy show specifically to ruin it. Like, I assume after this you're going to an orphanage to knock toys out of children's hands and then maybe to a Christmas party to pee on a tree because I hate happiness! To which the audience found that very funny. But then he yelled, yeah, I'm going to be waiting for you in the parking lot. Oh. And then the crowd gets all silent and awkward. I'm like, well, all right. I mean, you're going to hit me once. I'm going to fall down. What are you going to do with the rest of your evening? That's not good time management planning, my friend. Yeah. It's a lot of waiting for a little bit of fight. And the crowd sort of found that funny, and apparently, like, eventually the women finally got sick of it and dragged them out of there.
Okay, so he was not waiting in the parking lot for you? See, as you're talking with all your teeth?
No. I didn't run right out after the show. I don't want you to... I don't want to be like, who wants some? Who wants some?
Well, I did not think you were running out... to have a little talk with the buddy, with the guy.
That would have been awesome, though, because, you know, as usual, someone who is way bigger than me, if I had just run straight off stage, there's no way he'd been expecting that. This little spider monkey comedian just jumped off the stage.
Like, after him, or just ran out the door?
No. That would have been funny, too. I'll be waiting for you in the parking lot. Not if I leave now.
You are fast. What do you need
to
be?
I'm squirrely. So, wow. Yes. So eventually I won, but it sucks that the reason it got as bad as it did is because I misinterpreted I'm Polish. Apparently not everybody's making a Polish joke when they announce their nationality. My bad.
What? Really?
I know. Shocking. It's
I'm Polish. Crazy. Please make fun of my people.
Please, do every derisive stereotype joke that has been made about my people since who knows when.
Oh, I also went to a thing in the city called Off the Grid. Which is it's a food truck. You know, those food trucks you follow on Twitter. And they gather at this Fort Mason, which is right next to the water. And they just kind of create like a circle wagon of lunch of trucks, because like their trucks are parked end to end, and there's only one entrance into the little circle. And then you just have a bunch of food that you try, and it was excellent. If you are ever in the city, I highly recommend going. I had a little creme brulee that was s'mores, had little golden grahams on top, toasted marshmallows, chocolate. I had a spicy Mexican chocolate cupcake. I had a sisig burrito, which I don't know what sisig is. Like, I've had sisig before. Remember, you were with me when I had sisig, the pig face.
Oh, delicious.
But this wasn't pig face. It was just pig shoulder that had no cartilage in it. So I don't know if they just called it that and it's not traditional, or maybe it has multiple meanings, but it was good. And then what else did I have? I had a taco. I don't remember specifically what was in the taco, but it was good. I had a
schism.
A red sesame chicken
chism
bun, and I feel like I had something else. That might have been it. Yep, it was good.
Now, how are those things cost wise?
I would say they're a little on the pricier end of things.
Son of a
like
bitch.
For burrito, it was like $7, which is not like crazy pricey, but I've had cheaper burritos that are good. But they also have, like, smaller bites, you know, that are, you know, $2 or $3, but, you know, not very filling. I also had some beer ice cream, and that was expensive. Like, it was a little cup, and it was, like, $6. I was like, that's a little pricey, but whatever. I'm living up.
Well, ice cream and beer both tend to be, I guess maybe not beer, but kind of be pricey items on their own when they're sold. So if you combine the two, it just doubles the priciness.
Yeah, but even a little cup of it? Yeah, no, maybe you're right.
Or maybe they know you're only going to try this once, so I'm going to need to make the money up front.
One thing I noticed, I'm not like really a fan of like expensive restaurants. I went to one place that was a little on the pricier side. I'm like, that was good, but it was like a Thai place. I'm like, that was good, but I've had cheaper Thai, and that was just as good, if not better. And I paid a lot less. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, maybe I just don't have the palette? Type of palate that can really discern the difference. Like, oh, this is high quality, you know, meat or whatever. I'm like, just yeah. Tastes good.
I'm the same. But when I went to Club 33 at Disneyland, I have to say that was some good ass fish.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I shouldn't say like I've never been able to tell the difference. Like, yeah, I've been to, you know, nicer places, and I'm like, yeah, this is really good. But yeah, it seems like in general, well, not in general. Just like I'd probably rather pay less money and then I'd still be just as happy.
I was about to throw to Andy. I'm like, Andy? Oh, right.
Andy, how do you feel about this?
I wonder if he's still chatting.
Looks like he's idle. Oh, no, he's green. So, I think I kind of had something I wanted to talk about, but no, I don't remember what it was. It might be something I wanted to say for all of us.
Oh, I'm not good enough, huh?
You are good enough, because I wanted you to be there, too.
Not good enough on my own?
No, you suck on your own.
I suck in a group. Andy says some expensive restaurants are highly overrated.
you like bukkake, Tim.
Who doesn't?
He said, oh, yeah, never mind. You said exactly what he said. He says, and some make him wish he was rich so he could eat there all the time. What do you think, Tan Cast audience? You like expensive restaurants? Yay, nay, maybe so.
Should we do a tan fight this week?
I don't know. Would it be you?
I don't know if you wanted to count Jeff's as yours and then have it go back around to me, or if you wanted to just
well, let's skip it and I'll come up with one next week.
I like it. Not that we need to do one right now. Am I recording? Yes, okay, I am. I was worried for a second.
Wait, way to be on top of that, Tim.
Whatever. At least I am recording.
What? Should I check this beforehand? Nah. Oh,
wait. Do you remember the person who was 15 minutes into an episode before he realized he wasn't recording? I remember, because it was goddamn Noah.
Nah, I should check this right now. I'll wait until a half hour in. See, I did 50 minutes, sir. You waited a half hour. Luckily,
but I am recording. So
yours ended
up
better than mine, but still.
I win.
You win at life.
Winning!
Are you trying to do, like, the shirt on Hollywood Babylon?
No. What shirt?
Oh, what? On Hollywood Babylon, they're talking about some shirt. Who's the Joker guy?
Oh, not the Joker, but Edwin.
Oh, Edwin. What was he? What's he famous for?
The Mad Hatter. He was in Mary Poppins.
Okay.
He's the guy that talks with this voice.
Yeah, yeah. He had, like, a... That someone did a shirt with him saying winning on it, but it had like a kind of a weird winning, like, and so I was like, is Tim impersonating that?
Ah, no, I was, because it's Win as in his last name, winning is the shirt, but I was just going for Charlie Sheen and then over enunciating it. Winning! I'm sure the listeners really enjoyed that.
They did. They're like, I need to know.
I need to know. Tell me, baby girl, because I need to know. This girl at my old work thought I looked like that guy, Mark Anthony.
I could kind of see it.
She wanted a piece of the bab, too.
Who was this?
She was married.
Did I know her?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, I do not remember. I remember Mark Anthony, but I do not remember anyone wanting a piece. How did she say as much?
She just constantly said that I was cute and things of that nature. Like, when I got my hair cut really tight, she's like, you look like you have a bald head like Shrek. I just want to lick it. I'm like, all right.
Did she say, like, Shrek?
Yeah, Shrek. I don't know why. Shrek had just come out. It was popular right then. It was probably just on her mind.
But still,
maybe she has a thing for Shrek.
Yeah,
I'm not
that's
here to judge
funny.
People.
Like, it's kind of like seems like she's implying that she likes bald green ogres.
Who doesn't like bald green
and
ogres?
And thinks you're cute. Interesting.
She also thinks I look like Mark Anthony. Clearly. her guide is very skewed.
I'm just going to focus on the ogre part.
I'm just going to focus on the Mark Anthony part.
I remember I used to work with a girl that... I'll come back to that. I used to work with a girl that we thought looked like Shrek. And it was funny because, like, the room we were in shared a window with... Like, for some reason, it had a window in it. And so we could see right into her. So we were constantly looking at her, like, every day. Like, when we were working at our table, we could look right through the window and see her there. And just, we were like, look at her. It looks like fucking Shrek. And then we would talk about that every once in a while. We're like, I wonder if she can hear us. God, I hope not. Because we would say shit, and she'd be right on the other side of the glass.
Jesus Christ.
That was with Reg.
you can't see because of the side of her face, but the other side of her face, just this tear rolling down.
which reminds me, I went to a bar on Friday.
Let's say yes. You gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
And I ran into someone I worked with at that same company.
Oh.
And that was just kind of random, you know.
Did you punch him in the face?
No. Speaking of how I randomly run into people, well, not speaking of, but I randomly run into people when I'm out and about.
Yes. I think we talked about this in a really old episode, but like, it seemed no matter where we went with Noah, he would run into somebody he knew. Went to Disneyland, saw somebody we knew. Went to Vegas, saw somebody he knew. Went to the moon, someone was there he knew.
It was the dark side of the moon, though. it was funny. Last week, Andy sent me an article, which reminds me of the Transformers. Andy sent me an article where basically some guy said the same thing I did about the Autobots waiting to prove a point to the people of Earth. The article goes into basically how Michael Bay turned Optimus Prime into a dick and talked about these other things he did. But one thing it did focus on was like, and then, you know, they said, like, you know, we waited, you know, to prove that the Decepticons were bad. And I was just fine. I'm like, see, I knew he did it. Optimus Prime is a douche. So there you go.
Do you have this article so that our listeners may enjoy it, read
Andy
it, rub it on their balls?
Andy has it. I would ask him.
I thought you said he sent it to you.
Yeah, but I read it at work and I didn't save it.
You don't have... you suck at this.
He IM'd it to me at work.
Yeah, so?
So even if I had logs...
Your Skype still saves your old conversations.
It wasn't Skype. And even if I didn't save the log, it would be at work.
Isn't it just saved on any computer?
No. Not that I know of.
I think you're wrong. How do you like that?
I think it's just saved locally. I could be wrong. It's happened before. Ask Andy. He's a man.
This week it's Virtual Andy.
Tell us, Virtual Andy, where can I find the best price on Crocs?
Goober's Croc Emporium.
They have the best price
Croc around the clock.
You can't beat the meat.
What?
You can't beat their meat.
Who's meat?
The Croc people.
Why do they have meat?
Because they sell Crocs.
Crocs don't have meat in them.
Oh, you didn't know? I was thinking about the time your dad answered the phone that way.
Yes. Well, actually, yeah, apparently my dad used to answer that way all the time. And then one time I answered that way when my mom called and my mom was not happy.
Oh, okay. Then she's like, put your dad on the phone.
Yep. Hello?
Dad's like, thanks, son. Thanks for throwing me on the bus.
I do. That's what I do. Dad did it. Noah did it. Anybody but me did it. Blame is assigned. So I was actually productive today. I went shopping before Tancast. Normally, Tancast is the first thing I do in any given day when we do Tancast. Well, except the times we record in the evening, because that'd be odd. Wake up just in time. All right, well, Noah and Andy are talking in the chat room right now, so I've got to keep this... I got to hold this down together, so I'm going to read an ad. So I was listening to an old Jay and Silent Bob Get Jobs, and finally... Kevin Smith acknowledged that people complain about the fact that Kevin Smith constantly interrupts both Jay and Jennifer.
Like, well, I mean, yeah, that's his thing. Like, I mean, he does it with whatchamacallit too, Scott Mosier.
Yeah, but apparently Jen said something to complain about it, and people were complaining about it on Twitter while he kept doing it, because he would ask Jay something, Jay would start to answer, and he would interrupt his... It's like, well, if you shut the fuck up, he can answer your questions.
Well, he's got to insert his joke.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. He's like, I got jokes.
He's got the same stories I've already heard.
So what do you say about it?
He's like, now you make me feel bad. Oh, now you make me feel bad. I'm not going to talk anymore until you point to me. And then that lasted, you know, about as long as the time that Noah said, we're going to make this a family podcast. We're not going to swear. Hey, Tim, have you seen James Bond yet? No. You piece of shit.
So Annie doesn't know where the article is, but I will find it.
So...
Navy SEALs.
Navy SEALs, indeed.
They are the best. Here we go. Found it.
Oh, I'm going back to the gay bar to do another comedy show, the place where I got kissed on the neck. Going on Tuesday. If you're in the San Francisco area, it could be an unofficial Tancast mini meetup, because I believe Noah is coming.
I will be there.
There you go. You can meet two-thirds of Tancast on the 12th at Harvey's Bar in the Castro, San Francisco. I believe it starts at 9.
I'll be walking over, so you could, if you see me, you could try to mug me.
Or you can give him a ride, you know what I'm saying, ladies? Hello. Waka chicka wow, waka chicka wow wow, waka chicka wow, waka chicka wow, wow 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 wow.
So, this is no admission to having sex or anything, but I figured I should be prepared. So I bought some condoms and some lube, and then I bought some Gatorade. I was like, I'm thirsty too. And then, even though I'm an adult, I still feel like a little awkward just holding those in my hand. And of course, the guy right in front of me was fucking asking all these questions, had all these issues. I'm like, really good. You can make this fucking take as long as possible. So I got to stand here with the shit in my hand. He's like, oh, with this Visa card, can I use this and get some points? I was like, fucking just buy a shit and get the fuck out.
Really, that still buying condoms
I don't know. I just don't want to stand there with the purchase in my hand. I just want to get in and get out.
Oh, doesn't really bother me at this point.
That's because you're making babies. Bam!
Just slap them right on the counter. Who's fucking? I'm fucking. Ring it up. That's right. You better step back. You're going to get some on you.
So then I was thinking about, like, do men really need magnums? Like, because you ever see the tests they do to condoms?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Well, I mean, what's his nuts used to inflate them over his head? Howie Mandel.
Yeah, yeah. I'll say game show guy.
Yes. Deal or No Deal? Is that him?
Yeah, yeah. Didn't he have something else, or is that it? No, I guess that was it.
Oh, he might have had something else.
But yeah, they stretch out like more than your penis ever would. So yeah, then I was wondering, I'm like, man, do men really need magnums? I don't know.
They just want them so, so bad.
Like, and I wonder if it really was just like a thing where, like, you know, we could sell these other ones and make a little bit more money if we brand them bigger.
Although, I mean, that's why I buy them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if no one else is doing it, like, if you're the only one that the company that's doing it, then I guess you would sell a little bit more. Like, they might be like, oh, well, I could go for this brand, or the brand that says I'm bigger, I'm going for the bigger brand. But then if everyone starts doing it, then it doesn't really matter. There you go.
There's that.
That's exciting. I do like that.
I think it was a meeting I had to go through when I was at the tech museum, and they were talking about how it was one of those, like, all right, we need to make sure everybody's doing the best for customer service and gargly blah flag. But they were talking about how, like, once, like, somebody will start something in a business and they'll be like, okay, we're going to do this extra mile thing. And then they'll start to get more customers, so other businesses will start to do it. And so now, if you don't do it, you are now below the baseline for what people want. So now that is the new standard of doing extra, and then someone will do something extra, and then they'll get more bit. And so, like, that's so it keeps raising the bar for what you have to do to get everybody's business. And that is, I forget my point. What were we just talking about?
So you're constantly raising the bar.
What were you just talking about?
Condoms and how if one company does
right. So if everybody starts buying Magnum condoms, then they're gonna have to come out with like super Magnum condoms, and then everybody will start buying that. That was what I was going with that.
Although it's not so linear, because it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, for example, the ones I got are thinner. So, mm-hmm. Like, there's other ways they can improve without necessarily always having to go bigger, 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 bigger. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they'll come out with magnums that are thinner, or magnums that are, you know, more protective, or, you know what I mean?
Well, right. Well, it would also mean that guys would have to absolutely stop buying the non-Magnum condoms for this to work. And then they would have to come up with, all right, now that this is the baseline, for people to buy them to make themselves feel, you know, just think, you know, whatever, to think that they're bigger, then they'd have to come up with another name. That was all I was going with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, you know, I have the other ones out there, so it's not like all the guys are going for the Magnum ones, I assume. Maybe some guys are like, you know what, I'm fine just the way I am, baby. I don't got to prove nothing. I'll lay it down on you.
I'll lay it down on you, mama.
Did you say my mom?
Mama, yeah.
Oh, okay. I would expect nothing less from you.
Good.
Like, if anyone's going to lay it down my mom, it's going to be Tim.
Yes, indeed it do. I don't know why. Oh. I had that voice.
So this last week, I set up a Roku box for my parents. And parents and technology do not mix. Like,
what?
So I let them know. I started the whole process last week. So I let them know I was coming. And first, they did not know the router password. So I was trying to figure that out. And I... my sister had one on her computer saved, and it was wrong. It was not working. So I was trying to troubleshoot all that, and finally I had to go somewhere. I was meeting someone, and I was like, I got to go. So I come back, and I try it, and then I finally figure out the whole process, and I get everything working. I get the wireless working, and then the Roku box is not working right. Like, I'm setting up, and it's supposed to be syncing, and then all of a sudden, it looks like it's done syncing, but none of the stuff is there. It's supposed to download all these channels, so you can view stuff like Netflix and Amazon On Demand and Hulu Plus. So then, I was meeting someone, so I had to go back, and then I had to come back again and try to figure out what was going on. But the middle of the story is I finally figured out, but just parents, like, they're like, I don't know. Like, I had to fix all these other things, too. My sister's computer didn't work on the wireless all the time, and so I had to fix that. And then I think that was it, but it was just a pain. I was just like, this took way more longer than it needed to take.
I mean, yeah, that's a bold statement. Old people and technology don't go together.
I know.
I know no one else is talking about that, but no one's not afraid to take a stand.
Like, I'm the first one to notice this phenomenon. So spread the word far and wide that old people and technology do not get along.
So Andy just messaged us in the room like, are you guys still recording? Room for one more? And Noah replied, fuck no.
And you said sure. I thought you would go along with me.
I was already typed sure before I saw the fuck no. I was like, aw, oh well. Oh, don't we have to add him to the call?
Yeah. So let's see if I can.
Do you have any idea how to do that?
No, do you?
I don't know if I can. Hang on.
Wait. Oh, there we go. Got it.
There he is. Hello, are you recording? Yeah, did you forget that was a part of being on the show?
Yeah, he's old. He can't remember shit anymore. Can't remember the article he sent me.
All right, I'm recording.
So what drove you to leave your sick wife and unattended child to come join us on this show?
Mostly that I hate them both. No, my wonderful wife was feeling better, and she came down to watch the Rugrat, who's now standing 2 feet from the office door shouting in at me.
What's he saying?
Just, Daddy, open door. No, I closed
almost
the door to
like
keep you out.
Adam West, open door.
Open door. Daddy, I need. Oh, you guys are so silly.
Listening to last week's, or editing last week's episode, you may not have noticed if you listened to it, I try to edit most of it out, but apparently there was a bird right outside Jeff's window, or a couple, and they were having a fierce argument. It sounded like he was recording in the middle of the Amazon rainforest. Like, every time he wasn't talking, he was like, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Are you sure that wasn't his daughter? Because, man, she was...
No, I heard that separately.
Oh, okay.
Because there was that, they're like, hey, yeah, blah, 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 and then there was like,
maybe like those are the noises that his wife makes back.
Easy now.
Oh, no.
Simmer down now.
Right. So why is your memory old?
Because I totally didn't remember sending that story to Noah.
Oh, I thought you'd had some sort of other separate epiphany.
No. I'd found that thing like completely at random, like just something else I was reading when I was bored. And went, oh, this will make Noah laugh. And I sent it to him and then flushed it right out the back. I was like, this does not need to be stored in buffer. Now, all of my theories about Puff Daddy, those need to be kept forever. But remembering that I sent Noah something a week ago.
Theories about Puff Daddy. That concerns me.
Don't we all have theories about P. Diddy?
I have none.
P. Diddy Combs?
I have one theory. I'm pretty sure he has more money than me.
But where do you file
those
theories,
Noah? That's not a theory, sir. That is true.
But it's a theory, just because it bodes out.
Once you prove a theory, is it still a theory?
Yes. It's a proven theory.
I don't know.
Andy?
I don't know what the difference between a proven theory and a fact is. I'm not a scientist anymore.
Did you used to be a scientist?
No, I was studying chemistry when I started college. Then I went, I'll be stuck in a lab all the time. I'll die even younger because I'll be exposed to all these wonderful chemicals.
Or you'll get superpowers? Why does no one ever think of the superpowers?
I don't know.
Because no one ever gets superpowers.
That's because no one's ever thinking about it.
They just get super cancer.
If they thought about it, then they would get it.
Yes. Super cancer. Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a superpower. You die early.
Well, I already had that superpower.
Oh, damn it.
You're not going to
die. I saw that coming in the distance.
Take care of yourself. Eat well.
I was watching Kung Fu Panda with my son this morning, and there's a scene where a character dies. he kind of started to get upset. He goes, "No, no die, no turtle, no die." I'm like, "It's okay, buddy. Everything begins and everything ends." He looks at me like, "Those are a lot of words I don't understand, fat man."
Oh, I thought he was like, "You I was like, end?"
I was like, "Oh, I thought I was going to have a little teaching moment with my son, teach him that, you know, that the impermanence of all things, even the whole fucking universe is going to die someday." But no, he just looks at me like,
"Is he really ready to know that you're going to die?"
Well, I think he better get used to that idea pretty soon. I mean, really? you know
like,
me.
I don't know.
I'm doing,
it seems like that's something. Like,
I'm going
later
off
on
like stunt jumps every weekend, riding my dirt bike in traffic the wrong way. I'm crazy.
You're not crazy.
I'm crazy. You know me, always drinking and driving, and snorting cocaine.
Drinking like Coke.
Yeah, but I take both hands off the wheel to sip it. Like, savor that. Savor that syrupy
savor
goodness.
The flavor.
I had In-N-Out Burger last night, and it was fucking delicious.
I had Panda Express last night, and it was fucking delicious.
You fucking whore.
What did you have last night, Andy?
What did I have last night? Wow. I do not recall. Oh, I made some potato and ham and peas thing for me and
Sounds
my son.
Gay.
Yep. It was.
Sounds gay.
Did you serve it in a crock to make it extra gay?
No, I served it straight from my crotch. I made it extra super incesty gay. I had Panda 2 nights ago, and it was delicious. And apparently they're bringing the little pot stickers to Georgia, finally.
You've been waiting?
Witches. We've been waiting.
Can't wait for the article. Can't remember the article you sent me, but you're like, pot stickers, I'm on it.
Yep. It's coming. Food, what do you expect?
Pot stickers, I'm on it.
And I was just saying to my wife last night, said something about, I'm like, "Oh, I got a thought in my head. I can't even share it with you because it would be unfair." She's like, what? And I can see she's worried. It's like, you know, "I hate you. And sometimes I think that you should die, but it would be unfair for me to say that out loud." So I'm like, "Oh, I better actually tell her what it is before she goes off the deep end wondering what I'm thinking about her." I said, "I was thinking that In-N-Out sounds really, really good right now." She's, "Oh, you bastard." She says, "Now that's
what?
All I'm thinking about, too."
Why is that unfair?
Because we can't have In-N-Out until the next time we're in California.
Oh!
There's no In-N-Out over there?
I don't think there's any. Didn't we talk about this on Tancast like 3 years ago and 2 years ago and 1 year ago?
Like, how the fuck do you remember that? Can't remember the article you sent me.
Because it's fucking In-N-Out. It's food!
I thought we talked about. I know we talked about Dunkin' Donuts.
Haven't
talked
you
about
seen
Hardee's.
My waistline?
All right. Oh, sorry. I don't know if we've talked about In-N-Out Burger, though.
I think the furthest east In-N-Out goes is Arizona. And because they're like a family-owned thing, like they do not do, you know, buy yourself into the franchise. They only have In-N-Outs where they want to have In-N-Outs.
Hmm. You have Five Guys, though, right?
Yes, we do have Five Guys. In fact, I would hazard a guess and say we have more Five Guys than you.
Oh, wait. There's some in Texas.
Oh, they're creeping their
Oklahoma?
Way here.
I'm zoomed out too far from the map to be certain.
All right.
Which Tim thinks Five Guys is a little bit better than In-N-Out, right?
A little bit.
I would say they both have their charms.
I disagree, but
you know, it's just so greasy, so wonderful.
I mean, I think I know why people like Five Guys because you can pick your toppings, but like the toppings that In-N-Out has for me, perfect.
Ooh, they made it to Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Getting close.
So that is definitely Texas.
Yeah.
It seems like no. I was like, it seems like they might be spilling over the border into Oklahoma, but no, just there.
Wow.
It's funny that there's a ton of them in that part of the state, but nowhere else.
Like they're in central Arizona. And like northern Utah, I'm assuming that's probably Salt Lake City area. So they're like clustered all over California, and then they spill over a bit into Arizona. Then they completely give New Mexico a miss, and also most of Texas. I'm guessing one of the people from In-N-Out Burger moved to Dallas. Whatever that family is, the Deliciosos, or whatever their last name is. The greasy heart attack.
In-N-Out, if you'd like to sponsor our podcast, apparently Andy will be happy to suck your dick every episode.
As long as it's as greasy as your burgers, I will suck that dick.
He will suck it
with a smile.
He will deep throat that shit and take your special sauce right in his mouth.
Oh, yes. Special sauce included, please.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Well, all right then.
No, you don't remember? That's what the, whatever her name is.
I guess San Diego won't be a sponsor.
She fucks with his teleprompter. Yeah, Christina Applegate's character fucks with his teleprompter and puts "Go fuck yourself, San Diego" on there, and he just reads everything off the teleprompter.
Oh yeah. That's how he gets fired. Right.
Yep. I would never actually tell San Diego to go fuck itself. I love San Diego. I'm from San Diego.
It doesn't love you though. It's
In fact,
never
I
come
still
back.
Consider myself to be a San Diegan who just happens to live near Atlanta.
Never come back here, fat man.
All right.
When was the last time you were in San Diego, come to think of it?
6 years ago.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
It's been a long time. Can't believe I'm singing that song.
My baby just lost his shit all of a sudden.
Who, your baby?
Yeah. I'll leave this to you two for a while, and I will go help my wife.
I think you heard Andy singing.
Yep, that was it. He's like, God damn it, I hate that song. Fucking ruining Star Trek.
Is that from Star Trek?
Yeah, it's from Enterprise, the one with Scott Bakula.
Do people like that song?
Some people do. Like, some people are just like, oh, it's great. It's a change of pace and everything. All the rest of them were always instrumental. But no, they got to put some sappy country guy singing with ain'ts and whatnot.
It's like I think future. You didn't like it, right?
What is that?
You didn't like it.
I didn't like the song. I liked Enterprise.
I think I remember you doing a rant about the song.
Yes. I do a rant about a lot of things. I got a lot of anger.
I know it's about you.
A lot of it's not very serious, though. Like, I'll be all up in arms about something that I really could give a shit about. It's like it's just practice. Like, oh, I'm so angry. Why? Because it just feels like exercise. I don't know. I don't understand myself some days. I listen to the podcast. I'm like, who is that fucker yammering on? Oh, it's me.
So I am playing Infamous.
Mm-hmm.
And spoiler, if you haven't played the game, I'm at the point where you have to pick between the doctors and your girlfriend.
Yep.
And I guess I was trying to look up the building to see, like, I couldn't tell which one was which, so I went up the wrong building. And I saved the wrong, well, I won't ruin that part, but yeah. Did you ever go up the wrong building?
No, I went up the right building both times.
Okay. So, yes. So I had to, luckily, I think it autosaves, so I quit out, and then it came back, and that mission's active, but all the side missions I had done are not active, so I was like, oh, it looks like it autosaved. That is good.
It does.
So yeah, I'm going to redo that mission, although that mission was a little bit tedious.
And I'm back.
Yes, it is a little tedious.
I did not help, I just made things worse.
Oh, very good.
So I was kicked out.
I often do that with my son. He'll be just, like, riling himself up. Oh, man. Like he spins himself up, and then it's like everything's upsetting him. Like, whatever first pissed him off, like, he didn't get his way about what book you were reading, but then he's just pointing at random things. He's like, get poo! Ah! And you get him poo, and then he's pointing at something else. What? Chocolate! Ah! So, you know, my wife comes in with, oh, it's okay, honey. I'm like, don't coddle him. He needs to learn. He needs to, you know,
slap him and tell him to shut the fuck up.
So I'm in there, I'm like, no, no, you don't get your way just because you're throwing a fit. I do not make things better when I do this.
It's an admirable strategy, though.
I'm trying.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Squeaky wheel gets the hot grease poured all over it.
Squeaky wheel gets to shut the fuck up.
Squeaky wheel gets the back of my hand. So we're just talking about video games, Tim. Something you, well, this particular video game you could probably give a shit about.
Most video games I could probably give a shit about.
Although you can climb buildings and jump from building to building and skate from building to building on, like, power wires and whatnot.
You have to get your powers first, though. You have to float. You can float from up in the air.
Yeah, that is a nice one to have.
Is it a free world thing like Grand Theft Auto and Spider-Man 2, or...?
It is pretty wide open.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say there's some little side missions where, like, people just kind of run up on you and, like, hey, heal those people, or hey, that person got mugged, or hey... They're attacking me.
Yeah, but not nearly as many as, like, Grand Theft Auto or... Well, Spider-Man, there was only, like, four of them, so... It's like, hey, every kid is going to let go of their balloon right next to the biggest fucking building in the state.
My balloon! Oh, that is rather a gay mission, isn't it? Well, a lame mission.
Yes, that is an incredibly lame mission.
Like, I'm Spider-Man, I have all these powers, I'm going to save your fucking balloon, kid, really?
Yeah. Fuck your balloon! I would climb up that building and then pop the balloon, and then I'd pee on the kid. From a great height.
Hey, those are always hard missions, too.
Yeah, because it's always, the balloon's always at the top of the building, and you're like, ah, climb. No, don't go sideways. Climb, fucking Spider-Man. I think some of the squirreliness of the controls aided that mission in being more difficult than it should have been.
Exactly.
So what were you guys talking about before I got here?
Oh, fucking, we were just ripped into you. Fuck.
Excellent. As well you
I
should.
I think you're going to cry. No, we talked about a bunch of stuff. We're not. I don't think we're really going to rehash it for you.
Okay. I wasn't expecting you to rehash the whole thing. I was just more like, where were you so I can jump in and continue from there?
Oh, I don't know where we were when
we had stalled out completely waiting for your opinion on the article, I think.
Ah. Yes, well, Michael Bay's a douche, so what can you expect? He's going to turn douchey characters into douches.
God damn it. Damn you, Michael Bay. Speaking of movies, so my wife and her mom were over.
Okay.
Well, my wife is often over as she lives here. and I can't remember how it came up in conversation, but I said Soylent Green, and they both looked at me like, what is this? What are you talking about?
What?
I was like, Soylent Green. The movie, Soylent Green.
Oh, my.
And then Danelle's mom goes, soil it green? I'm like, no, it's not three words. And she's like, nope, never heard of it. And like, I'm like, I expected maybe Danelle didn't know about it because, you know, she doesn't really have, you know, she's younger.
But Danelle's mom is old.
All right.
That's what you're getting at.
Old enough to know. I mean, because it's not like it was an obscure movie. Fucking Chuck Heston is the star of the movie. Has one of the most famous lines in movie history. Like, Soylent Green is
one of
people.
The most famous last lines in history.
Yes.
Like, the whole, spoiler alert, the most famous thing about that movie is the plot.
Right.
Like, that's the big reveal.
But, like, so then, obviously, you know, she didn't know about it. Michael obviously didn't know about it. And, you know, Danelle didn't know about it. And so I was literally the only one in the room who knew about it. I'm like, am I crazy? So I threw it out on Twitter, and like a bajillion people were like, yeah, I know about it. Why? Because I didn't say why. I didn't want to call my wife. I mean, I can call my wife out in front of the seven people who listen to Tancast, but just, you know, not through my thousands of Facebook followers.
Alrighty.
So I didn't say anything specifically, but people were like, yeah, I know. Yeah, it's people. Why? What are you talking about? And so one of Danelle's friends leaves a comment and goes, I'd never heard of it. Thanks goodness for Google. And then I just looked today, and my wife liked that comment.
Nice.
She sifted through like 20 plus comments to go, like.
Of course she'd like that one.
That's it. That made me laugh.
It's like, now I don't seem so foolish. It's like not knowing what Rosebud is from.
What's Rosebud from?
No, you're lucky that a whole continent separates us, or I would be slapping you with my cock right now.
Really? You can't even get past your gut.
I don't need to. I just said the gut on top of your head and slap you underneath.
I said the same thing. Why Noah?
Because I heard Noah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear you say it either.
We said it exactly the same time.
Ah, well, there you go. We share a brain, as they say.
Yes.
Yes, they do say that about us.
Yep. They each got half.
Oh, that was a good one, sir.
Thank you.
I was like, I got to give you that. You got me.
Touche.
Douche.
Yes, douche.
Douche and Gabbana.
All right.
I'm sorry, Andy. You got here just as we were running out of steam.
I can tell. And I don't have enough steam to bring us up.
All right.
I was trying to think if I saw any good movies or anything over the course of this week. I've definitely been enjoying Wilfred. Really glad that's back. Well, really glad that's here. Sorry. And I've been enjoying the new Futurama episodes. I'm glad those are back.
Oh, I haven't been watching the Futurama.
Oh, yes. That had one of my favorite quotes of all the Futurama episodes where, was it Zoidberg? Said to someone like, hey, want to check out my boy? Oh, fuck, I post on Facebook. I can't remember who said to who, but basically one character said, you know, hey, want to see a picture of my boy? And the other guy's like, yes. And the guy's like, that's your penis. That's my boy. Oh, it cracked me up. I was like, that is so good.
It was Hermes and Zoidberg.
Yeah, Hermes and Zoidberg. Hermes is like, you want to see a picture of my boy? Everybody's like, sure, that's your penis. Hermes is like, that's my boy.
I recorded on the Sci-Fi Channel. They're doing an Indiana Jones marathon, including the fourth one. So I decided to record it and watch it again. It'll be the first time since shortly before we recorded our first episode that I have watched Indiana Jones 4. And I will go back through it and see if I still hate it.
I'm going to look into my crystal ball and say yes.
Well, we'll find out next week.
Excellent. I look forward to that.
So there's a cliffhanger for you.
Yep.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, wife and I finished Game of Thrones. Looking forward to season 2 now. That's a really good show. If you're not watching it, it's violent and there's tits and ass all over the place, but if you can handle all of those things, get the DVDs. Or if you got HBO, just watch it there, I guess. Nothing. No,
right.
I thought you'd be all over that.
I was just thinking.
You're just thinking
it.
Quietly to yourself.
The
great radio.
Yeah. Was it the final episode? No. I think the second last episode. A bit shocking. I was like, oh, really?
Unfortunately, it wasn't shocking to me because some asshole had spoiled it for me.
God.
Well, that's what
asshole.
You get when you wait, sir.
There was just some some article posted on a site that I read all the time that said, blah, 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 why Game of Thrones is the best show on TV right now. And I was like, I would tend to agree based on the stuff I'd seen. And I clicked in, and without even like, hey, there's going to be spoilers, it's like, when blah, blah, blah happens, I was like, well, fuck you. I didn't want to say what the blah, blah, blah was, because I certainly don't want to spoil it for anybody, but it's unexpected.
Yeah, so I was like,
there were still a couple of other things that happened, like the second to last episode and the last episode, where it's like, oh, shit! Like, it seems like they're really turning a lot of, fantasy tropes on their head. You know, like people who seem to, like, have great destinies, turns out, something minor waylays them, and somebody else who seems like they were maybe a minor actor turns out to be, having a huge impact, even sometimes accidentally.
So there you go. There's that. It's okay. I watch it, but I haven't really thought about it in depth.
Mm. Doesn't light your bush on fire?
That seems horrible, Tim.
Oh. You don't do that for fun?
No.
That's just me?
Was it, so weedy down there you got to go slash and burn?
No, it's just like a little, little firework show, but using my pubes.
I can just imagine you lighting your pubes on fire and then going streaking through your neighborhood. Whee! Now here's the question. If you were going to do that, would you run forward or backward?
Forward?
Because you get the flames kind of like spreading out like a belt around the sides of you. But backward, it looks like your whole cock's just a comet.
Looks like it's a booster rocket.
My penis makes me go faster. I think that's a phrase that could have a lot of uses.
What's that?
My penis makes me go faster. I think that's useful in a lot of contexts. I'm going to try to use it at work this week.
Well, good luck with that. Oh, you know what? I put this as a tweet. Hang on a second. Talk amongst yourselves.
Alrighty.
Doodly doodly do.
So, Noah, looks like we're 2 months away. New iPhones.
Yes. I still want it to be sooner.
Yep, me too.
I wanted to be here already, but, it is what it is.
Because with all the OS upgrades, it's like, my phone does so many more things, but it does them all a little slower every time.
I do not know if I will be jailbreaking my iPhone next time around. It seems like it may be slowing things down, causing issues. And then it seems like they added enough stuff where I'm like, maybe I will not jailbreak it. But we'll see.
Yes. Yes.
I would like it to be more stable.
We would all like it to be more stable. Oh, man, I tweeted this, but I got to say it on Tancast because I know not everybody follows me. My wife killed me the other night. She comes walking in and she goes, well, looks like Betty Ford died. I go, oh? She goes, yeah, drug overdose. Holy shit. Did it with a totally straight face, too. I was like, really? She's like, no, not really. She's like, not 96 or something.
At the comedy show I was at, the host goes like, yeah, Betty Ford died, so let's all drink a toast.
So she did really die.
Yes. She did really die. July 8th. Age 93. I was like, man, Betty Ford still knew how to partay. And actually, my wife and I were talking about it. Like, neither one of us knew if the Betty Ford Center or the Betty Ford Clinic or whatever it was, like, if she'd been an alcoholic or if it had been like she just, felt the need to go serve that. We're like, wow, we totally don't. We know the punchline. We don't know the setup.
I seem to remember hearing a story. I probably on one of the Stuff You Should Know podcasts, but now I don't remember. Because it's stuff you hear and then forget right afterwards.
Yep.
So true.
Except for the one they did about How to Shrink a Head.
You remember that one? You listened to them?
On occasion. They're one of the ones that I grab. It's like I kind of have a sort of a rotating door of podcasts that go on my iPhone. Like I got one episode, and if I catch it, I catch it. And if I don't, I don't.
I've officially unsubscribed to Stuff You Should Know.
All right. Did you hate them?
I used to listen to them fairly regularly, but then something about them, they just started to get more and more boring, and then they were just piling up, and I wasn't getting around to them, and then I was like, I'll listen to one. I need to get back into this. And it didn't grab me. I'm like, that's it. I'm done.
Alrighty. Honestly, I don't know if the one that I'm referring to with the shrunken head is Stuff You Should Know or Stuff They Didn't Teach You in School or Stuff They Missed in History Class. It's one of those. It's one of those How Stuff Works or whatever.
I love whenever I say I listened to or didn't listen to Stuff You Should Know to Noah, he's like, which one? I'm like, the only one that's called Stuff You Should Know.
I group them all together in my mind.
Yeah, I kind of do too. But I recognize that I do so. As opposed to you.
I've officially stopped listening to Stuff You Should Know. Which one? Just that one.
Stuff You Should Know.
The Stuff You Should Know one of Stuff You Should Know.
That's my favorite one.
Oh, anyway, so the announcement I wanted to make is that Cafe Press is raising their prices as of July 21st. So if you would like something from the official Tancast Cafe Press store, I would get it before then to try and avoid the price increase. If you are waiting for something special, let me know what it is so I can create it and get it available before then. Like, I want a shirt that says blank, or I want a shirt that does, or a clock, or a bumper sticker, whatever. Just let me know beforehand so I can get it done.
But chances are you aren't waiting for that.
Probably not.
Hey,
but you
Noah,
might be, and Tim's got you covered.
Lick a ball.
What'd you say, Tim?
I said you could shut the fuck up.
That's not
now
very
what?
Nice.
No, it's not very nice.
Yeah. Oh, you know what else is back that I haven't started watching yet?
Your
Memphis
balls.
Beat.
What?
Memphis Beat.
Jason Lee's show?
Yep. Yeah, I guess Jason Lee and Ethan Suplee's operating thetan levels are both employed, so they must be better Scientologists than Kirstie Alley.
So are they together?
No, Ethan Suplee's on Wilfred.
Ah.
He plays the asshole neighbor. And dude has lost a ton of weight.
So I heard.
Yeah, like he may still be a little bulky, but yeah, he is not Willem from Mallrats fat.
Let's see if I can find a picture of him. A recent picture. Svelte.
All right.
Carry on.
I'm sure you can just Google that. Svelte Ethan Suplee. Or Suplee, or however the fuck
you
pronounce
it. Oh, yeah, there he is. Wow.
Yeah, right?
You go, Ethan. He's looking a bit more handsome, too.
Are you saying you'd hit that?
I would say, if I had enough beer.
You might not kick him out of bed for eating crackers.
That's right. And he was at the GLAAD Awards. He's not gay, is he?
I don't know.
Gay as the day is long.
Hmm. It's weird. I know he's a Scientologist, but not that he's gay.
No, I don't think he's gay. It just says he's at the GLAAD Media Awards. I guess anyone goes there. Anyone can go there. Like, you know, I'm going to the GLAAD Awards. Well, except for me. They're like, who the fuck are you? We don't want you here. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Wow. No, you just had a whole conversation by yourself.
That's how I roll.
All right, let's fold up the tents.
Yep, I was going to say, I think we're done.
Well, thanks for joining us, Andy.
Thanks for having me.
We never did thank Jeff for joining us last week. Thanks, Jeff.
You're doing it.
Nah, fuck you, Jeff.
All right.
No, I'm joking. Man, Jeff's, hey guys, what did I miss? Cracked me the fuck. I even knew it was coming, and it still cracked me the fuck up.
I was just listening to it last night. Oh, sometimes I listen to old Tancasts to go to sleep to. It's starting to get really weird because I will normally I'll be like, oh, I'm tired, and then I'll take it out. But now I've just taken to actually falling asleep with it still in my ears, and then I'll wake up to you guys talking. I'm like, what's happening? Why is Andy talking to me?
What's Andy doing in my room?
It does. It freaks me out. I'm like, what? No, hey, what's
I just start saying
window?
Random stuff
know.
That would just freak you out if you wake up to it.
Go for it,
Tim. I'm killing you right now.
Hey, what? Tim.
What?
Tim.
Why would that freak me out?
Because if you woke up to that, you're like, wait, what? No one's killing me right now.
But you're so calm and collected about it. I'm like, oh, apparently it's my time.
I'm in your butt again.
Tim, I'm killing you right now. I'm
okay.
Eating your soul.
Now the Dark Knight is killing me.
See, that would freak you out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, see, that's all
I'm
going
but
for.
I want to see Catwoman. No!
All righty. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget to jiggle your balls.
Yep. And remember, my penis makes me go faster.
Wait, wasn't there... Oh!
Because it's so aerodynamic.
Keep riding that queef. I was like, there was something we were supposed to say at the end of every show, but we stopped doing it. There it is.
That's
keep riding
right.
The queef.
You're riding it. You're doing it.
All right. And stop.
Not with a bang, but with a whimper.
I thought you said not with a vein, but with a whimper.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the Tancast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official Tancast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at Tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official Tancast Twitter page, the official Tancast Facebook page, and the official Tancast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to Tancast. You're doing it.
Tancast.
So is your wife still in the room?
No, she's she had enough of my foolishness.
Was she doling out the fresh Tai juice?
No.
Oh, okay. And he says it better.
Fresh tete juice.
It is funny, the funnier the way Andy says it. I have to download that and listen.
I throw a little N in front of it. So it's fresh and tete juice.
It's well
also that weird kind of, like, almost ethnic voice you're using, but not quite. Like, it's weird. I don't know what it is, but it cracks me up.
I don't know what it is, but I like it.